When they go low, we get high. Dom and Crutes are the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the 4 o'clock happy hour. It continues. Dominic, we've got a fine guest. She joins us right now live via phone. She is Melissa Winker. She is a candidate for Wisconsin Senate District 13, a special election coming up April 6th, I believe. Melissa, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Thank you very much, Dom and Crute, for welcoming to your show. I'm glad to be here.
Well, thank you for joining us, Melissa.
You now have a Republican opponent. You ran unopposed in the primary, but there were three Republicans running, and apparently John Jagler is the best they can do. What do you think about your opponent, Melissa?
Well, John Jagler is the sitting assembly member of District 37 right now, and they have sent out a substantial amount of mail to targeted doors for his race. And what I'm seeing that he's really pushing, it's unfortunate, because what we need is someone who can stand up with courage to the truth. And right now the Republican Party is peddling election fraud and that they have supported our great public schools in the past. And we really need honest representation that's listening to the will of the people. So that's what I'm hoping with this race, that we have a rigorous debate and forums to show people that they have a real choice in this race of representing what the folks in our great district really want. People who are respecting that the COVID pandemic is affecting their health, their jobs, and our families. So we need honest representation to show up to work. And then we've seen that with the Republican legislature. They didn't show up for almost 6 months in our one of the worst crises that we've had in our time, financial as well as health. So I'm looking forward to represent the great people of Senate District 13.
Now, for those unfamiliar, that was formerly the district of Scott Fitzgerald. He obviously has moved on to disgrace himself in our state and Congress, but the special election is a unique opportunity. These are typically low turnout. We can look to the example, perhaps, of Patty Schachner, who won special election about 2 years ago. Do you take encouragement by her candidacy? And you think that, you know, despite the fact that this is a fairly red district, the timing may play to your favor?
That is a very true point. So the reality is we are one of the worst, if not the worst, gerrymandered state in the entire country. And so running in some of these districts is very difficult. So that's why we don't get folks to stand up, because it's almost impossible. But this race in particular is a great opportunity to really show the vision of what we can accomplish in this state. So we know that Scott Fitzgerald has moved on, and he is also peddling the big lie, unfortunately, at the national level. But we have an opportunity, a real opportunity right now, to return our state back to foundational values of being responsible and hardworking and helping our neighbors in need and providing the really best opportunities for our kids. So I'm going to represent a real positive vision of what we can be in this state. And when we reach out to our neighbors and we remind them that we've got a great spring election on April 6th, request your absentee ballot. It's very easy to do. I did it under 1 minute. You have to do that again after January. Every year you have to do it at myvote.wi.gov. And then ask three friends, remind them, specifically say how important and what is at risk for this election. So you're reminding folks that this election is going on, and it's important that we all become activated because we have a really excellent opportunity to flip this Senate District 13 seat.
Melissa, we've talked quite a bit about righty-whitey talk radio with the passage of Rush Limbaugh yesterday. Your opponent in the special election is a righty-whitey talk radio host, or at least he used to be. Do you think that the messaging of right-wing talk radio, especially in the state where, you know, they have supported the big lie of Donald Trump and they have pushed back against safer-at-home orders and wearing masks and every other damn thing? Melissa, let's just compare your vocational resume with that of your opponent. What do you do for a living? How do you make your money?
Sure. So a little bit more about me. I'm actually a fourth generation Oconomowoc resident. I am a firefighter's wife. So we have a strong history of supporting our first responders personally in our family. I'm a mom of five kids. I'm a small business owner with my husband. I'm a national board educator of 18 years. and a woman of faith who was really going to put our economic welfare and our community first in everything that we do as a senator. So really, this race is really about our values and our values of our health, our jobs, and our families. And in Wisconsinites, we really value hardworking Wisconsin families and supporting our economy and our jobs and our health. And we need to get back to understanding how to do that and support that. Instead of playing games, not showing up to work for almost 6 months, and then going around the legislature or constantly fighting the governor and trying to go to the courts instead of legislating, we really need to get down to work, sit at the table with masks on or virtually, and really get to work on supporting what the people really need. And all of these things. So as an educator, I've worked with thousands of children, and I know that every child deserves a high-quality education, and we need to support that, not pretend like we're supporting it, but listen to teachers, listen to our parents, listen to our communities, and really support it. As a family business owner, I understand what's at risk, especially during COVID times, and we have to make sure that our businesses are supported. And I understand, even as a firefighting family, you know, my husband goes to work for 24 hours in those beginning days of COVID, there was a lot of anxiety of how we could stay safe. Well, now we know. We know how to stay safe. So we need to make sure that happens. We need to make sure that we have PPE gear and we have the proper precautions and we are unified on it. We continue fighting as Republicans or Democrats of whether a simple mask can help us. That doesn't get down to really what we need to do to accomplish keeping our community safe. If our consumers and our neighbors don't feel safe to go to shop at local businesses, then our businesses can't recover very quickly. So we really need to have a unified approach and not continue fighting our expert doctors. It's really challenging to me to see that we have the best doctors who agree about some simple precautions. And we used to, if you have a terminal disease, you found the best doctor to go to. Well, now, for some reason, the Republicans have really tried to peddle that COVID isn't as serious as it really is, and that we shouldn't be doing these simple precautions to keep us all safe.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That is Melissa Winker. She is the candidate for Wisconsin's Senate District number 13, joining us on the phone. Melissa, a pleasure to meet you, and thank you for joining us. As an educator, I guess I want to get your take. One of the current messaging issues from the Republicans, both locally and nationally, is quickly, hurry up, reopen the schools. What's your take on how we are doing here in the state of Wisconsin with the COVID infection and our schools? What would you suggest be done at this point, Melissa?
Well, we know this. We all can agree that our kids need to be in school. Our kids do better when they're face-to-face with their excellent teachers. And we have a history in Wisconsin of having excellent schools. Although in the past decade, we've had some serious cuts and dramatic cuts that have degraded our rankings and what we can offer our kids. We all know we need to be in school, but not every school district has the capability to do that safely. We do need to prioritize vaccines for our great teachers because some of their families or they are at risk. We do need to make sure that they have the proper ventilation system, that they have small class sizes, that they have cohort models so that we can safely return our kids, elementary, middle, and high school, back to school. Many districts have returned in really smart ways, in hybrid programs and cohort models, and some districts have the ability and are resource-rich to do that, and some do not. So that equality in our school systems across district lines is showing clearly. So when we really address the problem of inequality in our districts, then we can see what is at risk. So we do know, hey, get our kids back to school. How do we do it safely? Provide the resources that we need. So those are the things that we can sit at the table safely and really make sure we can problem solve this so that our kids can have great educations and opportunities again.
Melissa, the Democratic Governor Tony Evers has proposed legalizing marijuana. Where do you stand on the legalization, regulation, and taxation of recreational cannabis here in the state of Wisconsin?
I think, like alcohol, I think the adults of this great state should have the ability to buy and use marijuana safely. We should regulate it. We should tax it. We should legalize it. We have smart laws in place for alcohol. I think the same thing should be done for marijuana. I know that when I was canvassing pre-COVID, there were many homes that I would knock on their door, and many were veterans, and they talked about PTSD and other injuries that they had and are still suffering from, and they were very concerned about my stance on marijuana legalization. And I support not only those who have fought bravely in battles abroad, but also for the many children and people who are suffering from illnesses, terminal and likewise, that really using a marijuana can really, medical marijuana can really help ease the pain and suffering of those folks. So there are many reasons why, and it's shown in states across the country, it can be done safely. Just like alcohol, I think that we should give folks the opportunity, if it's regulated and it's taxed. Also, there is that great incentive that would bring business to our great state, as well as support small, medium, and large Wisconsin businesses. If we do it correctly and we make sure that we educate and keep folks safe at the same time.
You had Dominic at yes, I'm for legalizing marijuana, Melissa. A fine guest live via phone candidate, Melissa Winker. She's running for Senate District 13. And Melissa, let's define that district. It starts effectively at approximately Columbus to Sun Prairie. There's like a line. It dips down into Dane County, and then it goes to the east. Melissa, how far to the east does the district run? I think there are a lot more people listening right now that may or may not realize you're running to represent them.
Correct. So this district covers three assembly districts, 37, 38, and 39, as well as six counties. So if you look at the gerrymandered map, it goes all over the place, but it goes all the way into Dane County, DeForest, Windsor, and then down south to Christiana, Rockdale, Cambridge, and then Marshall, Deerfield, and then moves over into Jefferson County, Lake Mills, Johnson Creek. The furthest east is Oconomowoc, and then further north into Dodge County, Beaver Dam, Reeseville, Mayville, and smaller communities, Horicon, some wonderful communities. And I really, you know, when I'm digging down into the great communities and talking to business owners and mayors across this great Senate district, what we really realize is most of Wisconsin is these beautiful small towns. And we have really forgotten to support some of these small towns. And it's multifaceted. It's from our schools to supporting Main Street. And the reality of a post-COVID world could be a tremendous opportunity, especially if we support broadband expansion. So that's one of the key initiatives of Governor Evers. If we expand broadband and support that initiative, you could live almost anywhere that you want. So you don't have to live near an urban center for your occupation or profession. You could live in a beautiful setting or next to grandma and grandpa. You could live anywhere that you want in your community, and you can work from home. We know that to be true. So it could be really a revival opportunity for our smaller communities. And we really need to think about that as we move forward in supporting the vision of what our Wisconsin state could really be.
Melissa, I spoke to a Democrat, an outstate Democrat, earlier today, and this person expressed to me, didn't know that the Democrats were doing a great job of messaging to the rural communities. And obviously, we know we've got a rural and urban divide here in the state of Wisconsin. How can Democrats speak to rural folks in your district or Senate District 13, Melissa?
Yes, and rural, I mean, COVID has made it difficult to communicate in person. I will be going door to door with a mask safely and trying to meet as many people. I'm starting to do that this weekend, actually, talking with people, calling small businesses, calling local leaders. I think it's really important to connect as much as we can to folks in our smaller and rural communities because they don't feel listened to. And so this is a critical time that really investing in relationships and understanding what is at risk. What is at risk when we don't trust our local communities to make laws that support their local communities, of supporting the schools at the appropriate two-thirds funding.
Hey, Melissa, sorry to interrupt, but we want our audience to support your candidacy. Please give them the website rapidly.
Yes, winkerforwisconsin.com. Please visit. I would love to have you volunteer or donate if you can. We are growing in our momentum, and we'd love your support. Our race is about values, and we really need to have your help as we move forward in this great campaign.